KGO Radio News Time, 5:43. Greg Jarrett and Rosie Allen is the spam zombie.
Well, I would want to be if I could. An independent research organization in Menlo Park has released a diagnostic program today that will help network administrators find PCs that have been infected with malware. The best part? You can get this program free. On the KGO Live line is Philip Porras, the program director for Cyber TA, that's Threat Analytics at SRI International. Welcome to KGO, Philip.
Hi, Greg and Rosie.
You know, we're kind of making light of this whole spam zombie thing, but this is a pretty serious bit of bad work that these guys are doing. Tell us more about malware, though.
Sure. These guys can create networks of people's computers by infecting those computers and then taking control of them. So you've all heard of computer viruses.
Yes.
Botnets are like that, but botnets allow a communication channel back to some coordinator who can then tell your machine to do whatever they like, including stealing your financial or your identity.
Won't SpyBot help me with that? I mean, I've got this program that supposedly looks for stuff and gets rid of it.
There are tools like on your host that you can run, like some of these anti-spyware tools. Antivirus, these are all good things that you should be running, including if you're running Windows, to allow the security updates to be enabled. These are things that help you catch and remove malware.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the challenges are that the malware developers keep changing their code so quickly that they have to keep updating their software very quickly.
Philip, we hear sometimes that the same people who are selling you the anti-spyware and antivirus stuff are the ones who are creating it. Is there any truth to that, that these guys are making money off of their own?
In fact, sometimes they do that. And if you go to those websites, sometimes your system will itself become infected.
Oh, how do I meet these guys? Because I've gone through a few computers at the house because of this type of stuff. Anyway, let's move on. Who do I call to help me with this? Do I have to call my ISP? What do I do?
If you suspect your computer is infected, there are lots of software on the internet that you can download to test your system and to try to remove the software. Microsoft has some removal tools that you can run on the system as well. That's quite helpful. And then, of course, there's antivirus tools and, as you mentioned, anti-spyware as well. Some people do call their ISP when their systems slow down and ask for help in troubleshooting. And certainly ISPs, their service providers do care about this problem as well.
Yeah.
And some of them actually provide websites with software that you could download.
Now, you have a free program that you're offering to folks. Tell us about it.
We created a tool called Bot Hunter. So this would be something your network administrators can run, and, for example, your corporate network ISPs can run this as well. And what it does is it monitors the way that your computer is talking to other people on the internet and looking for signs that your computer is being controlled by another machine, or your computer is actually attacking other machines or sending out spam or doing other things that you really don't want your computer doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it can tell you who with things infected your computer or what IP address infected your computer and where you're likely being controlled from.
Philip, if you're not doing anything on your computer and you're sitting there looking at your modem and it's blinking away like crazy, is that a sign that something's going on that you're not in control of?
That could be a sign, yes. So, for example, a recent bot that came out with something called Stormworm that took over a lot of systems. In fact, somewhere between 1 million and 5 million systems have been taken over. And when you install it on your system, if you happen to click on that web link and it downloads into your computer, it will start coordinating itself with other computers that are infected. So it sort of forms a, what we call a peer-to-peer botnet. And then it starts spamming. So your computer on a given afternoon or a given day can send out as many as 28,000 spams if you're attached on a cable modem.
Does your computer have to be on for that to happen?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Okay, Philip, we are linked your website to our websites.
Thank you.
We appreciate your time. That is Philip, and he's the program director at Cyber TA.
It's 5:47. Traffic in a minute.